This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Hello, I'm Glenn Pugh for AvWeb.com. Even if you aren't paid to do it, there are plenty of reasons to fly, but some may be more altruistic than others. For years now, organizations have existed to help pilots take their special and statistically very rare skill sets and put them to use to help the less fortunate. We're speaking today with Sherry Simarusti. Sherry is the Associate Executive Director of Angel Flight West, an organization that arranges free air transportation in response to healthcare and other compelling human needs. And Angel Flight West has its own needs for pilots. Sherry, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for having us.
Sherry, give us a bit of history, if you will. How and why did Angel Flight West come to be? And since it's been in operation, how has it evolved?
Angel Flight West was created in 1983 by a group of 12 pilots right here at the Santa Monica Airport that were looking for something better to do with their flying time. They were looking to replace the infamous $100 hamburger. And it was a time when chemotherapy protocols were really exploding around the country. So people had a need to travel to medical care, and these guys came up with this idea. They flew their first mission in 1984, and in 1984, Angel Flight West flew 15 missions. Last year in 2011, Angel Flight West flew about 4,350 missions.
So how is it funded and how does it operate?
The major way that it operates is by the pilots who donate their time and the cost of flying their aircraft. They donate all of that. There's no payment made to them, no reimbursement of fuel costs. If you included that cost, our operating budget would be about $4.6 million a year. Having said that, when you take those costs and set them aside, our cash operating cost is about $1.2 million a year. So for every dollar we spend, our pilots donate $3 to $4 in services.
And how is it that you connect the people with the need to the pilots?
We do a lot of outreach to the healthcare community, going to talk to social workers, nurses, clinics. The internet obviously has been a big boon to us, as it has to many folks. And we take our requests from those people. So when they get a patient who is coming to them from a faraway place, they know to refer them to us, and then we take in all their information and do the connecting with the pilots.
You mentioned chemotherapy, but generally speaking today, what's the most pressing need filled by Angel Flight West pilots? What are they most frequently called on to do?
Well, our major flying is done for people going to and from medical treatment, and that varies. Cancer is probably the majority of it, but by a slim margin. And we fly everything from heart disease to rare diseases. We fly a lot of special needs summer camps. So as an example, in Fresno, California, every summer there's a camp called Champ Camp that is a camp for burn survivors. We work with the Wounded Warrior Project and fly wounded military personnel who are going to and from recreational activities.
So
those are just a few of them.
So from a pilot's perspective, what does a typical mission look like from start to finish, from finding the patient or the person in need to finishing it off and shutting off the lights and going home? How does it work?
Sure. A pilot goes onto our website, and when they do that, they click on a link called Available Missions. There they can scroll through a list of all the missions that we have listed. And we purposely make them so that no one leg is generally over 300 miles. So we don't do anything over 1,000 miles total. But if it is Seattle to Los Angeles, for example, that would be three legs. So it would be, you know, Seattle and then come a third of the way down, and they would switch planes. So they would click on it, decide if they want to take it. It would get assigned to them through our online database system. They then would contact the passenger with all of the contact information we gave them, make arrangements to pick them up. And if there were multiple pilots, they would then contact the other pilots to arrange meeting times at the various airports. They pick up the passenger, they fly them, and then they turn around and go home. Once they're at home, they fill out a mission report online, letting us know how many hours they flew and whether there are any issues or any happy comments they want to make to us, and they're done.
Well, speaking of, do you have any memorable missions that you could tell us about? Anything recent that stands out in your memory?
You know, we have so many, I think, that stand out in my mind. And I've been here 15 years, so half of the organization's history is logged in my head. But one we have is sort of a poster child for us, a little girl by the name of Taylor, who started flying with us when she was about 2 or 3 years old. And she had retinoblastoma, which is a very serious eye cancer. And for a time, it looked like Taylor might lose her eyes, but doctors at Children's Hospital specialize in treating that, and she lived in Salt Lake. The family could not afford the every 3 weeks of treatment that she needed to fly back and forth because it was three tickets for them. So they found out about Angel Flight, and she has made remarkable progress. Taylor is 10 years old today, and recently we've been told she is now officially cancer-free. She lost vision in both eyes, but is, other than that, a normal, happy little girl and can see well enough to play with her friends and ride her bike and do everything else a 10-year-old should be able to do.
I'm sure that's a very rewarding thing to be a part of.
It sure is.
Well, I understand that through outreach, Angel Flight West has seen an increase in demand. I know you said there were about 15 that first year, 15 flights?
And correct.
I understand that this year you're on track for what, about 5,000? Is that right?
We are. This is the first year that we are coming close to hitting that 5,000 mark. We'll, you know, yet to be seen whether that will reach there, but we'll be close.
I understand that also due to that demand, you're sometimes having a little trouble keeping up on the personnel end. So let's get to that. How are your pilots selected? What sort of criteria do they have to meet and maintain to participate? How do pilots get involved?
To join Angel Flight West, a pilot has to have 250 hours of PIC, 75 hours of cross-country, and have flown 50 hours within the last 12 months. If they haven't flown 50 hours in the last 12 months, they can supplement that by getting in a BFR annually instead of biannually. They go through what we call an orientation process with a seasoned member of the organization, and that is to talk to them about safety issues, to go through how to request a mission, how our database system works, what to expect. While flying an Angel Flight mission is not unlike flying your neighbor or your boss or someone else, you have some unique situations where the passengers aren't feeling well. They maybe are stressed by their diagnosis. So they go through that. And once they've done that, they are free to pick and choose whether they want to fly one mission a year or, as we've had recently in Seattle, a guy that flew over 130 missions last year.
Wow. And these can be just VFR pilots? Do they need to have a commercial or instrument rating?
They do not. There are Angel Flight organizations that cover every state in the country, and some of those organizations do require IFR. Angel Flight West does not, in particular because we have so many regions where, while an IFR ticket is obviously a good thing to have and can benefit you many times, but we have a lot of regions where you don't need to fly IFR a good portion of the year.
We've been speaking with Sherry Cimarusi, Associate Executive Director of Angel Flight West. Find out more online at angelflightwest.org. If you have the drive, this could be your way to get involved and do something good with your pilot certificate. I'm Glenn Pugh for avweb.com. Thanks for listening.
This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.